about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Come on, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the February 17th, 2005 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rallo, and as usual, I'm very happy to have you here for another hour of great group harmony right on the Big Beat Show, where every month is Black History Month. And we open up tonight's show with the School Tones. I'm playing this on a 45 on the Class E label. That was After School Rock. That's a reissue of something. It may have been on the Baritone label before that. I don't know, and I don't have a date on it either, but it was a pretty good show opener. After School Rock by the School Tones. And we're going to go to Les Ramsey and the Spellbounds on the Felstead label from 1959. It's called Baby, I Miss You So, and it calls for a little audience participation. Okay, everyone ready for some audience participation? Go.
Baby, I miss you every night. Reagan, my
oh,
boy.
Oh, baby, let's forget it. Oh, forget we left the madness. Cause there's no letting star good words. What a happy if you
had my job, all I could. Now we'll have to bond. Job, as I should. And you're
Reagan, my
oh,
boy.
WRSU-FM, which spells, where's you from? New Brunswick.
Yeah.
There's a nice little doo-wop for you. How about that? I'll send that out to... Ah, fooled me on that one. Okay, we'll have to make an arrangement on that CD player. Okay, that was Bells in the Chapel, which I'm playing off, yes, on Times Square... Golden Doo-Wops, Golden Era of Doo-Wops, Times Square, Volume 2, on Relic. And it continues. We'll put a stop on. That was Bells in the Chapel by Lonnie and the Crisis, originally on the Universal label in 1961. So, as I was saying, we'll send it out to Flo in New York City and other doo-wop lovers like Mike Kustek from New Jersey and Kate out in California. And, well, a few others that's... For everybody, the rest of the show is going to be out there for all you listeners whom I love dearly. And before that, something recorded for Sun. It was recorded May 26, 1955 for Sun. Never issued until, actually, November 1976. It finally came out. I'm not even sure how legal that was. Probably was, though, for Sun stuff. But in 1955, stuff like that wasn't being issued because Sam Phillips was, by that time, heavily into rockabilly, and he didn't care anything about anything else except rockabilly. The Five Tinos, that was, and Gonna Have to Let You Go. That really should have been issued. And Les Ramsey and the Spellbounds on Felsted, 1959. Baby, I Miss You So, right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And now it's time for something by the Hollywood Flames. But before I play the Hollywood Flames record, I'm going to give you this little outtake that you have never heard before. Matter of fact, no one has.
Hey, what about the hate?
Oh.
Well, one guy, okay. You listen to the Big Beat Show.
Hey.
My name is Curly
Dinkins.
And my name is Gay Nell Hines.
And my name is
Leon.
And we are
the Flames.
How about the Hollywood Flames?
Okay, that's the right call name.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Let's do it again, okay?
Hi.
You listen to the Big Beat Show. My name is Curly Dinkins.
My name is Gay Nell Hines.
And my name is Leon Hughes.
Never let you go.
Now I'm the mess. My arms wide open. Now I've confessed, dear. You
Yeah, that may be what Barbara from Howell calls a heart shredder. I don't know, it might be. Anyway, that's the Delicados on the PMP label, 1960. The group was out of Michigan somewhere. That was Now I Confess. And before that, Gaynell Hodge leading the Hollywood Flames on Swing Time from February 1954. And we heard I Know. And right now we're going to go to something that was actually previously unreleased. Philadelphia group, I guess the group was from Philly, recorded for Gotham and never issued until a vinyl album came out maybe 10 years ago. And it's out on CD now also, the Veltones, A Fool Was I. I'm going to play it for you right off of the vinyl because the sound is just as good as the CD, but it has that warmth that vinyl has. So we're going to hear the Veltones with A Fool Was I, and then something unreleased by the Calvanes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ah. set a rule. Laugh at a clown. A bigger fool than me cannot be found.
I thought since I was going to play something unreleased by the Calvanes, and that was, by the way, something called Baby Come On Home, recorded for Dutone in about 1955, and it's out on a Best of Dutone, another Ace thing that was on Volume 3, Dutone Doo-Wop. Now, that was Volume 2, excuse me. What I just played, though, was unreleased Souvenirs, recorded in 1957 for Dutone. And the Souvenirs gave us Look at a Fool on Volume 3 of Ace Dutone Rock and Roll CDs. Great stuff on Ace and great sound quality. And it's great to have that stuff, previously unknown, out again. And in there someplace at the beginning of that set, we heard the Veltones and A Fool Was I. Now, if you remember last week, the last song I played was something by Bill Johnson and his musical notes. And I'm going to play something else off this CD. Now, the CD is called Bill Johnson Has Musical Notes, featuring Gus Gordon's tenor lead. The lead singer on these records is a guy named Gus Gordon. And what a great vocalist he was. And still around, by the way. He's not singing anymore, but he is still around. This CD has 23 cuts from, all mastered from 78s. 23 cuts by this group. And I have a tough time today trying to figure out which one to play for you. We'll get back to that in a minute. So there's 23 great cuts, and the sound quality on this is as good as any CD I ever heard that was mastered from 78s. It's really, really great. And here's how you can get it. And then I'll tell you what added bonus is on this CD, too, other than this. But you got a pencil? Because here we go. You have to do this on the Internet. If you don't have Internet, you know someone who has Internet. So just tell them to do this for you. Do you a favor. You might want to check out this CD. You have to go to group-harmony.com. Most of you listeners to this program are familiar with that, whether you're listening on the air or on the Internet. Group-harmony.com, and just scroll down a little ways, and you'll see it. This was put together and mastered by Tony Fournier. What a great guy. What a great job he did on this. But even if you get this, because you want to hear the musical notes recordings, and they are so good, then there's five more cuts by a group that I've played here regularly over the years, Bonnie Davis and the Piccadilly Pipers out of Newark, New Jersey. and there's five cuts by Bonnie Davis and the Piccadilly Pipers, and let me tell you, they are really nice. The CD also features a couple of really nice photographs, one on the cover and one on the cover of the musical Notes, featuring Gus Gordon, and one inside of Bonnie Davis and the Piccadilly Pipers. And also, there's seven great label shots of 78s on labels such as Harlem, RCA Victor, King, Coral, Melmar, Columbia, and Regal. So anyway, I want to play something else for you off this CD today. And as I was listening to it today, I decided to play cut number 17, which just happens to be the flip side of the King record that I played for you last week. So the other side of How Would You Know by Bill Johnson as musical Notes is something called Roselle. And has nothing to do, I don't think it has anything to do at all with the town of Roselle in New Jersey here. It's a lady's name. So what do you say we listen to this, okay? So I guess it's time to stop whatever you're doing. Sit on the couch. Put your feet up on the coffee table. Clasp your hands behind your head. And let's give a listen to Gus Gordon singing lead with Bill Johnson and his musical Notes. And this is Roselle.
Oh, if they made me a king. For without someone to love, then you really, really don't have a thing I don't want.
And after that great Bill Johnson and the Musical Notes recording, we just heard something you probably are familiar with, recorded for, issued in September 1962 on the Josie label, the Cadillac's label, among others, the Vital Tones and Someone to Love. Those of you, I don't mention this very often, but if you want to listen live, wherever you may be, if you're not near a radio, you local listeners who may be out of state sometime, maybe on vacation or on a spaceship someplace, and you want to catch the show live, all you have to do is do this. Type in on your computer, and you can listen live to anything here on WRSU any time of the day. Here we go. NJ.com/WRSU. Got it? NJ.com/WRSU. And you can listen to this program Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, as it's being broadcast, no matter where you may be in the world. So that's cool, right? And I think it's time to, let's see, a couple of girl groups. How's this? We're going to go up to January 1963 and catch the group The Purcells, something called Cheek to Cheek. And then right after that, an unknown group with actually probably a demo, West Coast group, very short demo. The song is called It's Later Than You Think. It may have been recorded for the Tender label in 1955 or 1956. Now, when I say for the label, it may have been recorded at their studios, or it may have been recorded with intention to give it to or sell it to or have Tender Records produce it. No one knows for sure. Anyway, The Purcells with Cheek to Cheek from 1963 and the unknown female group from 1955 or 6 with It's Later Than You Think.
Cheek to cheek.
said, darling, are you?
The Five Keys at some of their bluesiest. That was recorded July 11th, 1952. And it was actually redone at another session, September 26th, 1952. I think that came from the first session. As we all know, Five Keys had 13 recording sessions for Aladdin. And that was either... Well, the July 11th was the 8th recording session, and the September 26th was the 9th. But it was never really issued till 1971, probably illegally, the Five Keys and Can't Keep from Crying. Before that, unknown West Coast group that's Later Than You Think, and before that, the Purcells and Cheek to Cheek. Let's go back out to L.A. one more time for the Charades, May 1963. This is actually mostly the Chambers Brothers, who became much more famous a little later on, a few years later. The Charades on Northridge. This is called For You.
Oh, till that night, I'll forever pray. Magic moon above, won't you send me someone to
The Rays, Hal Miller and the Rays, of course, on the XYZ label that time, April 1960. I remember I bought that when it came out. Magic Moon by the Rays. And before that, the Charades on Northridge, May 1963. The group, the Charades, was the Chambers Brothers, and Billy Storm was in the group. I didn't hear him on that recording, though, but Billy Storm and the Chambers Brothers made up the Charades, according to what I read, and that was called For You. How about Nutmegs? We all know you can never go wrong with a Nutmeg song. That's the Nutmegs, of course, and The Way Love Should Be, or That's the Way Love Should Be, depending on where you're reading it. And greatest group, greatest a cappella group, maybe the greatest group out of Connecticut. That was Times Square, number 14, June 1963. The great Nutmegs, and That's the Way Love Should Be. I want to make a couple of corrections to last week's show. I said Dreamin' and Dreamin' by the Scale Tones. I think at one time I said Dreamin' and Schemin'. That's not correct. And also I implied that the Four Knights only had one LP on Coral, they had too. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. Richard Skelly's here, going to give you a great assortment of blues tonight. I'm looking forward to that one myself. And I think we'll go home tonight with something by the Basin Street Boys way back to 1947 on the exclusive label. The Basin Street Boys, we're going to hear You're Mine Forever. May harmony be with you until next time, and good night.
Together.